In a surprising turn of events, Twitch CEO Emmett Shear has come out in full support of licensed gambling streams on the platform, a move that is sure to ruffle a few feathers in the international gaming community. Shear's declaration, given during a press conference on the future of the platform, unequivocally stated that Twitch has no problem with the streaming of licensed gambling. This statement represents a marked departure from the recent trend in digital platforms, taking a firm stance against gambling-related content, citing concerns about the promotion of addictive behaviors and the exposure of younger audiences to mature content. Shear, however, is unwavering in his stance that so long as it is licensed and compliant with legal and community standards, gambling content has a place on Twitch. In the press conference, Shear noted that Twitch is a platform that promotes community and content diversity, and as such, should be inclusive of a wide range of interests, gambling included. He added that it's the platform's responsibility to provide safe and legal avenues for users to engage in their interests and hobbies. It's also a business move that will surely bring new viewers and advertisers to the platform, capitalizing on the growing market of online gambling. This move raises a number of interesting questions regarding the future of digital content platforms and their relationship with the gaming industry. How will Twitch implement safeguards to ensure that only licensed gambling streams are allowed? How will they ensure that these streams are age-appropriate and safe for all viewers? Shear's statement comes at a time when the online gaming industry is at a crossroads. With the recent surge in popularity of online casinos and sports betting, there's been an increased scrutiny on how these activities are advertised and promoted online. While some critics argue that platforms like Twitch should have a responsibility to protect their users from potentially harmful content, others believe that it's up to individual users to regulate their own online behavior. Shear's stance seems to align more with the latter perspective, placing the responsibility on individual streamers and viewers to engage with gambling content responsibly. In the world of live streaming and online content, this is a bold move. It's a departure from the usual approach and one that is likely to generate much discussion within the industry and beyond. While the impact of this decision is yet to be seen, it certainly opens up new possibilities for the intersection of the gaming and digital content industries. The implications of this move are significant. By allowing the streaming of licensed gambling on Twitch, Shear has thrown the platform into a new era of digital content. This move not only acknowledges the growing popularity of online gambling, but also endorses its presence in the mainstream digital content landscape. While many will undoubtedly welcome this change, it's likely that there will be some resistance. Concerns about problem gambling, age-appropriate content, and the potential for misuse of the platform are all valid and must be addressed. Twitch's challenge will be to balance the desire for diverse content with the need to protect its users and uphold community standards. Moreover, Twitch's decision to allow licensed gambling streams has the potential to change the nature of the platform. While Twitch has traditionally been associated with video game streaming, the introduction of gambling content could broaden its appeal and attract a new demographic of users. This decision also has broader implications for the digital content industry as a whole. If Twitch's gamble pays off, it could set a precedent for other platforms, encouraging them to open up to licensed gambling content as well. In conclusion, the future of Twitch and its relationship with the gambling industry is uncertain, but undoubtedly exciting. As Shear stated, the platform has no problem with licensed gambling streams. The question is, how will this decision shape Twitch and the digital content industry as a whole in the years to come? Ultimately, Twitch's decision to allow licensed gambling streams can be seen as an affirmation of the platform's commitment to diversity and inclusivity. While it's important to acknowledge the potential risks associated with this decision, it's equally important to recognize the potential benefits. By opening up to licensed gambling content, Twitch is embracing a new demographic of users and paving the way for a more diverse and inclusive digital content landscape. It's a bold move, and one that other platforms may soon follow. In the end, what matters most is how Twitch manages to balance its commitment to content diversity with its responsibility to protect its community. If handled correctly, this decision could mark the beginning of a new era for Twitch and the wider digital content industry.